Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 6th. God is Most High. Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like Him? Job 40, verse 9. In the Bible, God is sometimes called the Most High God. What does this mean? Does it mean that God is high up in the sky, or that He lives above and beyond all of us down here on earth? Well, we know from the Bible that God is everywhere, but the words Most High refer to God's preeminence, which means He is the greatest of all, the highest of all. God is everywhere, so He is high above us in that sense, but in a spiritual sense, He is higher and far above anyone or anything else. God is preeminent. He is the Most High God. But where is God in our thoughts? How do we think about Him? How important is He in our lives? Is He preeminent over all other loves and interests? Does the way we spend our time and money and energy show whether we believe God is really the Most High God? Remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Nebuchadnezzar was the king ruling over these three young men. King Nebuchadnezzar thought so highly of himself, he had so much pride, that he had an image or an idol of himself set up for his people to worship in his honor. Nebuchadnezzar considered himself a god, and he expected everyone to worship him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, however, served only the Most High God. In fact, because they were true to God by refusing to worship anyone or anything else, a whole kingdom learned about the Most High God. When their king grew angry with these three men, God saved them from dying in the fiery furnace that was their punishment. When God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar finally realized that God is the Most High. Nebuchadnezzar figured it out that he himself was not Most High. When he called the three men to come out of the furnace, the king even used a phrase that shows he understood finally. He called, "Ye servants of the Most High God, come forth." Daniel 5:18. Maybe you don't have an idol you worship like Nebuchadnezzar did, but do you ever have a problem thinking too highly of yourself? How about the pride you take in a collection or hobby that you have? Do you start to treat something else or someone else as more important than God? God is and always will be the Most High God. No matter where we put God in our priorities or how often we think of Him, it doesn't change that He is the Most High God. We can trust Him. We can serve Him and obey Him and never be ashamed. Psalm 57:2 says, "I will cry unto the Lord Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me." Thank the Most High God today that He is all you need to be completely satisfied. You need no other gods. Lift Him up high. God is and always will be the Most High God. Do I acknowledge, do I think of or live before God as the Most High? How can my life be a testimony to the Most High God in front of the leaders and people of my community? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 6th.